Snow Blankets Downtown Rooftops. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Winter Love Story. A cafe stands on a town street corner surrounded by snow. Sign, brewed by Becca. The cafe is filled with tables, all occupied. A barista stands with a cup, pen held to it thoughtfully. She smiles and begins to write.
Erica, I have a grande non-fat mocha for Erica.
A man lumbers to the cafe counter frowning.
It's actually Eric.
Oh, sorry. Have a great day.
A woman approaches.
Hey, do you think that they know that we do that on purpose?
You do that on purpose. And if you weren't my best friend, I would have fired you by now.
Oh, please, you love it, Billy. Becca.
Very funny.
Okay, I'm gonna be late. Oh, I wish you were coming with me.
Me too. This place isn't gonna run itself. You can tell me all about it after.
Ooh, here comes the nerves.
You're gonna be great.
Good luck. Thank you.
She grins as she walks on a busy sidewalk. Sign, Grand Terra Books. She pauses at the bookstore window. Sign, today, signing with author Cassandra Winslet.
Cassie, hi.
Piper, hi, I'm so glad that you're here.
Well, what kind of publicist would I be if I wasn't at my client's very first book signing? Are you excited?
Yeah, excited, nervous, tempted to run and hide.
Don't be silly, your book is amazing. I've read it twice already.
Not even my mom has read it twice.
It's so relatable. I mean, you put into writing everything my girlfriends and I secretly talk about.
Well, it is based on my real breakup.
I know. It's like you got your heart broken just for us. And all the things you did to move on. I mean, who goes skydiving to get over a heartbreak?
Just doing my part.
She shakes her head.
It is going to be really great to have a familiar face here today.
Well, let's get inside. This familiar face is freezing.
Customers browse the bookshelves.
Oh, so you ready?
Fine, ready.
Just relax and be yourself. This will be fun.
Okay, but you're sure that I won't have to read or answer questions because I really hate speaking in public.
Which is why you'll only be signing copies of your book until Elliot turns up.
Elliot?
Summersby?
Points to a display.
Of the Dread Monarch Saga?
Oh, right. The dragon guy.
The best-selling dragon guy. I use the fact that he's one of our authors to get you displayed next to him.
I think the dragon ain't part of my display.
Well, if you're not happy with it, we can move it.
Oh, no, are you kidding me? My book is on display in a real bookstore. I think this is fantastic.
Well, it's just the beginning. Come on, let's get you set up.
Okay.
She sits alone at a table with a stack of books titled My Heartbreak Year. She slumps in her chair and fidgets. A young woman approaches.
Hi, Miss Winslet?
Hi.
I really loved your book.
Cassie signs the book the woman hands her.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another woman approaches.
Mom, hi, you came.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
You're not missing much.
Oh, this takes me back to my very first book signing.
I'm pretty sure you never had a crowd this small.
No, it was a different time. People read more books then. It's madness out there.
Oh, Mom, this is my publicist, Piper.
Hold up. Your mother is Janine Jordan. But your name is...
My maiden name is Jordan.
I have read all your novels.
May I get a picture?
Only if you don't mind taking a picture of me with my very talented daughter.
Of course.
They smile.
This will look great on my website.
She poses with Cassie.
That would be great press for Cassie. You never told me your mother was an award-winning author. When people hear about this...
I don't really want to throw that around.
No, my daughter wants to launch her career all on her own, which I fully support. Don't worry, honey. I'll just show the picture to my friends at Hot Yoga.
Make sure they buy the book.
That must be Elliot. Shall we head over?
Oh, what? And leave all my fans?
Mom frowns.
Come on.
A tall man in a sweater stands chatting behind the reading table.
Who's Elliot?
The dragon rider.
Welcome, everyone.
The crowd settles.
We all love his amazing Dread Monarch saga. So it is both a pleasure and an honor to welcome the one, the only, Elliot Summersby.
Thank you.
Is it always like this?
Thank you.
Pretty much.
Thank you.
I'll introduce you later.
Thanks very much. And thank you for buying my little dragon saga.
He puts on glasses.
Is that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, but I'm okay with my bottle of water.
Wow, he's really laying the aw shucks routine on pretty thick, don't you think?
I don't know if he can write, but he can certainly work a crowd.
Today, I would like to read a passage from my second chronicling of my Dread Monarch saga, Dragon's Lair.
Cassie shakes her head.
The wounded dragon flew through the air for what might be one last time. Claral stroked its brow, clung to its neck, and whispered, "You are my eternal warrior."
Claral?
Princess of the Nine Kingdoms and heir to the Crystal Scepter.
The what?
You haven't read them?
Shh.
Sorry.
"And so I shall forever be," the winged creature replied with a great sigh, its valiant spirit ascending through the veil from which there is no return. Not even for a dragon as noble as he. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
You know, it's really sweet of Piper to want to introduce us, but we should just go. This line's going to take forever.
The writing isn't bad.
Well, it's a book about dragons. How hard could it be to write?
Elliot stops signing books to stare at them.
We should probably leave.
Elliot's just going to take a short break, but they'll...
We really should go.
What are you saying?
I thought I recognized you.
You recognized me?
Elliot, this is...
I am such a huge fan.
Cassie frowns.
I don't know if you remember me. I was in your freshman lit class in Princeton.
Janine nods.
Between your novels and your classes, you single-handedly inspired me to change my major from business to creative writing.
I'm really sorry about that.
I can't believe the Janine Jordan is at one of my events.
Well, no, actually, I'm here for my daughter, but I am glad I got to see your reading.
I'm the daughter. Hi.
Hi. I'm the dragon writer.
You heard me.
It's okay. You know, writing dragons is easy. It's the elves that give me the most trouble.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Summersby.
Please, call me Elliot. All my critics do.
I shouldn't have said anything. You know, I know nothing about dragons. I'm sure writing about them is very challenging.
It's okay. I appreciate your honesty. And thank you so much for bringing your mom. Can I sign a copy for both of you?
She's actually here for my book signing.
Elliot Summersby, this is Cassie Winslet. She's one of McDonough Press's new authors.
She holds up a book.
Wow, so embarrassed. Cassie, it's nice to meet you. Welcome to the McDonough Press family.
I mean, I could sign a copy of my book for you if you want.
I deserve that.
Sorry to interrupt, but this crowd is a little restless.
Right. Such a pleasure to see you again.
Oh, thank you.
And Cassie, I'm going to read this.
You don't have to.
I want to. It was nice meeting you. New writer, Cassie.
Cassie's smile fades.
Isn't he great? I mean, he's a major talent. Sorry, I have to take this.
How about I treat you to a celebratory latte? Mm-hmm.
She whisks her away. Becca closes her cafe for the night, then sits with Janine and Cassie.
Okay. All I have heard about is this Elliot guy and his book signing. I want to hear about my brilliant best friends. Tell me, how did it go?
It didn't really go.
Couldn't have been that bad.
Let's just say I signed more coffee cups here in an hour than books there.
Okay, I think you're being modest. Is she, Janine?
She looks up from his book.
Even won her over. She's the toughest critic I know. Do you remember my first grade book report?
Oh, I remember.
She made me do 4 revisions, and it was a 30-page
book
on
butterflies. And to cheer you up, I made you a vanilla bean ice cream float.
With the cookie crumbles?
I think that was the starting of my career.
Writing is rewriting. My Princeton students pay a lot for that advice. What, you think I can't read and hear you at the same time? And to answer your question, Cassie had a small but supportive crowd.
By that, she means her and my publicist, Piper.
Oh, you haven't done any publicity. You refuse to throw my name around.
Because I don't want everyone to know me as Penn Faulkner award-winning Janine Jordan's daughter. I want to make my own name for myself.
And I respect that, but if no one knows that you've written a book, you're not going to be known as anything. Now, take Elliot here.
Elliot. They're on a first-name basis.
His performance made me interested in reading a story about a talking dragon. And I'm enjoying it.
So why should that matter to me?
Because I would never have picked up a fantasy book. Now I can't put it down.
Cassie sighs.
Sweetheart, you can have the same effect on people.
It's Piper. I need to take this. Just excuse me.
Piper, hey.
Is it really a talking dragon?
Well, technically, it's telepathic.
Gotcha.
Okay, see you then.
She sits back down.
So, my book editor wants to meet me. What do you think that means?
Well, if it's lunch, that's a good thing.
What if it's at their office?
She looks at Becca, then shrugs.
Who wants more lattes?
With cookie crumbles?
Yeah, coming up.
Okay.
The George Washington Bridge stretches to Manhattan. Cassie weaves through a crowded sidewalk. She enters a tall building, then steps out of an elevator. Sign, McDonough Press.
Hi, I'm Cassandra Winslet. I have a 10 o'clock appointment with Gwendolyn.
Go right in. They're expecting you.
She turns around.
They?
She steps into a glass-walled conference room.
Cassie, thank you for coming in. You know Piper and Julian.
We didn't officially meet, but nice to see you again.
Oh, here he is, Elliot.
Hello again.
Hi.
You finished my book yet?
I have encyclopedias that are smaller. Did you finish mine?
I did, actually, yeah.
You're kidding.
No, it's all right. You can make it up to me by reading mine on the book tour.
They take a seat.
What book tour?
Piper and Julian told me how well you two hit it off at the reading.
You had great chemistry.
We barely spoke.
I felt it too.
We recently had success pairing new writers with our established authors. And as you may have noticed, Elliot tends to draw a crowd wherever he goes.
Sure, but my book is a romantic comedy memoir about getting over a breakup, and Elliot writes nerd novels. I'm sorry.
Successful nerd novels.
Still, I don't see the connection.
Here's the thing, Cassie. You need the exposure, especially with females 18 to 35. That's a large, loyal market that still buys books, then blogs and tweets about them. And they happen to love Elliot's novels.
Oh, I saw. We passed out when he put on his glasses. You know, I'm sorry, but do you even need those glasses, or are they the fake kind?
I'll never tell. So much chemistry.
It's palpable.
This is why we want you two on tour together.
Wow, me on a book tour. Okay, well, how long is the tour?
It's a week trial run, just a few northeastern college towns.
And what does a trial run mean?
Piper looks away.
Here's the thing. Your book just came out, and our early projections show sluggish sales, which is making it hard to get reviewers to read it.
But these things take time, right?
Slow rollouts are a thing of the past. Name recognition sells. So the hope is that by teaming you with our star author, we'll see sales increase.
And if not?
Then unfortunately, we'll have to reevaluate our partnership.
No pressure, right?
I'm sorry. It's tough for new writers out there. But we love your book and we see a lot of promise in you.
Well, what do you want me to do on tour? I mean, aside from winning over Elliot's fan base.
Similar to the signings yesterday, but with readings.
Readings? I really hate public speaking. So what if I just sign the books and let Elliot do the talking?
Well, there's also interviews and Q&As.
Maybe we could come up with something that doesn't end with me breaking out in hives or freezing on stage. That's just not very good for sales.
Well, I was told that your mother was at the reading. She's a big draw. Maybe you'd be more comfortable doing interviews with her. The press would eat it up.
She shakes her head.
This has been a great meeting. Just really, you've given me a lot to think about. Thank you.
She quickly exits. Elliot frowns.
Well, I wasn't expecting that reaction.
Cassie!
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to run out like that. I'm very appreciative of everything that you're trying to do for me.
I can imagine how overwhelming this all seems, but we have to do something big to get people to read your wonderful book. Otherwise...
I'm just another wannabe writer in a coffee shop.
She nods her head and Cassie turns away. A river winds through the snowy town. Cassie hangs a sign next to the door of the cafe. Becca steps outside carrying a cup and looks at the sign Cassie hung.
This should warm you up.
Thanks, Becca.
What's going on with you?
Nothing. Why?
You just hung the sign upside down.
I'm so sorry.
And I heard you call a customer by his correct name earlier.
I couldn't think of a funny name.
For Joe? That's a softball name. Everything rhymes with it.
Yeah, I have a lot on my mind.
She frowns.
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot walks up behind her.
Him.
She turns quickly.
What are you doing here?
Cassie, please excuse my rude barista. How can we help you?
I actually came to talk to the rude barista.
This is the Dragon Rider.
Oh. You didn't say he was cute.
Maybe I don't think he's cute.
We'll order anything you want. It's on us.
Elliot smirks and Cassie frowns as Becca goes inside.
I like her. Can she do that?
That's my roommate, Becca. She owns the place, so yeah.
Look, I just wanted to come by and apologize for what happened today with Donna Press.
I did feel a little ambushed.
Yeah, I could tell. I'm sorry. I thought they would have given you a heads up about the tour.
Well, I appreciate the apology, but you didn't have to come all the way down here to deliver it.
Well, I also have an ulterior motive. I want you on this tour.
Oh, you want me to be your opening act?
Opening act? You're funny.
Listen, I'm actually on the clock, so if you could just make it fast, whatever you have to say.
As a barista.
Well, not all of us. We're bestsellers by age 27, so some of us have to work.
Aw, you Googled me.
And you're stalking me. Now, how did you find me, by the way? Is, tracking one of your dragon powers?
Yeah, that and I asked Piper. Look, I think that you have a fresh approach to storytelling. That's why I requested you to be on the tour.
Listen, the tour is an incredible opportunity.
But?
You know, it's just nobody wants to hear from me. The moment anyone finds out who my mom is, I cease to exist as a person, much less a writer. And, I mean, come on. Admit it, that's why you wanted to tour with me, right? To get closer to your literary hero?
Okay, I admit that thought might have crossed my mind. But that's before I read your book and realized what a witty, original writer you are, not just a barista who is Janine Jordan's daughter.
Well, maybe I'm a witty, original barista, too.
I imagine you're a lot more than that.
She lowers her gaze.
Listen, this is where I'm going to be tonight at 7.
He writes on her cup.
We're going over the details on the tour. I hope I see you there.
She nods once. He smiles and turns to go. She looks around and smiles, then steps inside. Snow falls in the night sky over Manhattan. Elliot sits in a bar with Piper and Julian.
I don't think she's coming.
She'll be here. Just give her 5 minutes.
Cassie steps in and slips off her gloves as she looks around.
See? What did I tell you?
I am so sorry that I'm late. I would actually blame the train, but it's my fault. I almost let my nerves get the best of me.
So, how my pleading worked then?
It's slow season at the coffee shop, so the timing just worked out.
Coffee shops have slow seasons?
I can't tell you how excited we are for this awesome book tour.
It's going to be epic.
It's going to be epic.
Don't forget awesome.
As we said before, it's just a quick tour. Here, Albany, Boston, and Buffalo.
Yeah, they love you in Buffalo.
Me?
No, Elliot.
Right.
Cassie, if you need anything, I'll be your point person, so you give me a call. It doesn't matter the time.
We reserved a rental car.
We're driving? I thought you were a best-selling author.
I have a dog, and she prefers to drive.
Your dog knows how to drive?
She's a very clever dog.
Then why can't she fly?
If you would prefer to fly, we can make arrangements, or we can get you a driver.
I don't want to make anything overly complicated.
Great. Then you can ride with me. I'd enjoy the company.
What about your dog?
She's a lousy conversationalist.
I love it. This is great PR. Plus, the two of you will have a chance to get to know one another and trade writing tips or whatever.
Okay, I have one condition.
I already told him that your mom's not coming along as a wingman.
Make that two conditions. What he just said, and I control the driving music.
He holds her gaze.
Okay, but I get to pick the road snacks.
Well, Mr. Summersby, looks like we have ourselves a deal. When do we start?
Monday.
Monday as in 2 days from now, Monday?
Well, we're hoping to get ahead of any potential snowstorm.
It'll go fast. Before you know it, you'll both be back and working on your next books.
Elliot, people are already asking about that third book.
Oh, yeah, the third book. It's a big finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and Elliot, I also have you down 4 blue fine points for signing, breath mints, room temperature water, extra blankets for your room, concierge service, anything else?
He looks down.
No, that's fine, thank you.
What about you, Cassie? What do you need?
M&Ms? No red ones.
M&Ms? No red ones.
I think that she's kidding.
I don't understand.
Cassie thinks that I'm a diva.
I didn't say that.
But you thought it.
But I didn't say it.
I can already tell this tour is going to be a success. I am tweeting out the dates now.
It's going to be
awesome.
Epic.
Viper and Julian toast and smile. Snow drapes the roof of a brick apartment building. Inside, Becca steps into her room carrying sweaters as Cassie stuffs her suitcase.
Do you think that I'm overpacking?
Not at all.
Becca holds up a sweater.
Just, I've never been on a book tour. I don't really know what I need.
Okay, well, you definitely need this. It'll look way better on you than on me.
Maybe Elliot will like it. I'm not interested in what Elliot likes.
He wasn't wearing a wedding ring.
I don't care.
It would be interesting, you going on tour to promote your breakup book and then falling in love. It could be your sequel.
You know, I'll take your sweater, but not your sequel.
Becca bites her lip.
Okay.
She squeezes the case.
Yeah, I think this is a two-person job.
She sits on it and they lift it.
Oh, yes. All right. Three.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
We're good. Okay.
They pull it outside.
Yep. I backed it up.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Hey, Mom. Right on time.
This reminds me of the first time I sent you off for summer camp.
Smile. Oh, wait.
They grab snowballs.
Okay, you're gonna get it.
Oh, very funny, but we're gonna take another one. I want a real picture. This is a big deal.
They smile.
Okay, Mom, it's not prom.
Nope, this is better. You are never gonna forget your first tour.
Or my only tour.
Oh, Cassie, stop talking like that. This is the first day of the rest of your long, fabulous career. I want you to savor every moment.
Hands her a box.
Mom, you didn't have to get me anything.
Your father gave that to me on my first tour. You should have it.
She holds a pen.
Always write from the heart.
He'd be so proud of you.
Thanks, Mom. I love it.
Hurry up.
They embrace. Becca dabs her eyes.
Oh, come here.
They share a group hug as Elliot arrives.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
No, we're just saying goodbye.
I could wait in the car if you want to take a minute.
No, it's okay.
All right, well, let me get your bag. Bags. Wow, you pack enough?
I can pack more if you want.
No, this will be my workout for the tour.
They smile.
All right, well, I will miss you both.
I'll take lots of pictures. Them on your fan site.
I don't have a fan site.
You do now.
She poses with her mom.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Have fun. Elliot, don't drive too fast.
They wave. Janine and Becca stand arm in arm smiling as they go. Elliot drives an SUV down an urban road lined with snow. Cassie turns to him from the passenger seat.
Oh, okay, so I need to get this out in the open.
All right, I'm listening.
I know that you're the big draw and I'm the tag-along new writer. But we're equals, and despite my barista experience, I am not here to fetch you coffee or get you baked goods.
Never crossed my mind to have you fetch anything for me.
She studies him.
Okay, well, then drive on. Oh, I made a road trip playlist.
A bulldog sits in the back.
Oh, is this your entourage?
Yeah, that's Bungie.
Bungie? Like jumping?
Can I say she was a bouncy puppy?
Well, you are way less scary than bungee jumping, so is she the secret to your success?
You guessed it. She's the brains behind this operation.
Well, I hope that you get comfy, Bungie, because it is going to be a long ride.
Actually, the first leg's pretty short. You read the itinerary, right?
Oh, Piper sent it to me this morning, but I didn't have a chance with all the packing.
I hope you packed a life jacket, because they are throwing you in the deep end.
What do you mean?
She sits in a makeup chair.
I don't want to go in the deep end. I want to get out of the pool. How can you be so calm?
You get used to it.
Bungie sits between them.
Piper!
How are my two favorite authors?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, you should do it now before you get on TV.
You're not helping.
Just take a deep breath. That's it. And another one? Okay, now when you get out there, don't look at the cameras. Just look at Samantha.
Samantha?
The host. She's going to ask you about your book, like what inspired it, what's your routine, easy stuff. Just pretend like you're talking to one of your friends.
One of my friends. Got it.
You ready for us?
Okay, be good, Bunch.
She stands.
How does he make everything look so easy?
That's Elliot.
I'll be just off camera. Don't forget to smile, but not too smile.
Smile, but not too smile. That makes perfect sense.
Elliot taps his phone.
Are you live tweeting the interview?
What? No, I just making some arrangements for Bungie.
She purses her lips and shifts her eyes.
You're gonna be okay. You just have to breathe.
Why does everyone keep reminding me to breathe? Has anyone ever forgotten to breathe? Is that a thing?
It's okay.
I'm gonna be right here if you need me, okay? I got your back.
Okay.
Elliot Summersby. It's been a while.
Samantha Wallace, hi. How are you?
And you must be Cassandra Winslet. The interns cannot stop talking about your book.
Well, good things, I hope.
We all have a breakup story, am I right? So Elliot knows the drill. We're going to start with a segment on his book, and then we'll move on to you, Cassandra. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They sit on the set.
You can call me Cassie. Cassie it is.
Elliot smiles at her.
I'm just trying to be myself.
Stand by in three.
Okay, here we go.
The crew points.
Welcome back. With me now is Elliot Summersby, author of the best-selling Dread Monarch saga and an exciting new writer, Cassie Winslet. Let's start with you, Elliot. First of all, congratulations. Your second book is doing even better than the first. How does that feel?
Can't lie, Samantha. It feels pretty great.
And I know that your fans are eagerly awaiting the third book in the trilogy. Any idea when we'll be able to see that?
Let's just say I'm working very hard at giving it the ending that it deserves. As for when you're going to see it, well, I can't give away all my secrets now, can I?
And Cassie, I assume that there are no dragons in your book.
No dragons. Although it is an adventure book, if you consider everything that I did to get over my breakup an adventure.
I thought that the chapter where you go stand-up paddleboarding was hilarious. Would you say that my heartbreak year is your eat, pray, love?
Well, I did a lot of eating. though the journey was local and definitely on a budget.
So it's successful.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yes.
She looks at Piper, who mouths the word and.
And, we've all had our heart broken. You know, I've done my fair share of wallowing. But I realize it's not about holding on to the past, but your future and learning to love yourself as you move forward. I'm sorry, I'm kind of rambling. I'm a little nervous.
It's fine. The question that we all want to know is, what does your mother think about all of this?
My mother?
For those in the audience that don't know, Cassie's mother is author Jeanine Jordan. And this is your first book. She must have had tons of advice, right?
Well...
She cuts a glance at Piper off the set.
We're very supportive of one another.
She smiles.
Great. Well, it looks like we're out of time. I'd love to thank my guests, Elliot Summersby and Cassandra Winslet, for being here today. Stay tuned. When we come back, we are going to learn how to grow tomatoes in the snow.
Oh.
And we're clear. All right. Great job, guys. I hope you have a great rest of your book tour.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, I completely bombed that. Elliot, I'm sorry. If you want to back out of touring with
me, I completely
understand.
It wasn't that bad. You okay?
She looks up at him.
Yeah. It's a lot.
She looks down as he squeezes her hand.
Yeah. I'm going to head back to the green room to make sure Bungie hasn't eaten any pillows or anything.
I heard there's a gift basket with her name on it, so, you know, I could stress eat some candy right about now.
Okay.
They both smile. The SUV maneuvers on a snowy country road. Elliot looks at Cassie.
So? What'd we get?
Oh, a couple mugs, some candy, and... copies of our own books.
Well, at least we could sign each other's. Sell them online.
You know, I know we have to do these interviews, but I don't have to like them.
Why? You got this.
Just, you know, growing up, I was always sheltered from my mom's writer life. And then when I was 10, my dad died and the shield wasn't there anymore.
Oh, sorry. That must have been hard.
It was, especially on her. I mean, suddenly she's single and juggling everything, and you know, she is so impressive, and I would happily talk about her all day long. It's just, it's everybody else, you know, they want to pick us apart.
Is that maybe where the stage fright came from?
I guess so.
The fear of not living up to what came before. I get it.
She smiles.
You know, growing up, it didn't matter what I wrote. My teachers always compared my work to my mom's. I mean, I was a kid.
And yet you still became a writer.
Well, it's hereditary, I guess. It's just, I really want my book to be my own voice, you know? I don't want to be seen as the kid of someone famous. It's very important to me that I make my own way. I mean, otherwise, what's the point if nobody's interested?
Well, you make them interested. You're the writer. You tell the story.
Oh, is that some of your wizard wisdom?
First of all, there's no wizards in my book. You haven't read my book yet, have you?
What snacks did you bring?
Wow, nice pivot. Great pivot. I'm going to let this one go this time.
Come on, it's all beef jerky and potato chips.
There's some turkey jerky in there, too.
Yeah. Okay, wow. You have not been on a road trip with a woman in a while, have you?
Bungie would eat it.
Bungie would eat this grocery bag. Okay, we need to make a food stop.
He smirks.
Okay, all right, you know what? I know the perfect place.
Snow falls outside as they sit inside a bright diner with Bungie at Elliot's feet. A server sets down a bowl of water.
Normally we don't allow pets, but it's slow and your dog is adorable. Oh,
thank you. It's just it's so cold outside. I really appreciate it.
And I'm also a fan.
He bows his head.
Wow. Where'd you find this place? On a list of places where all your fans work?
Actually, believe it or not, I ate here 3 times a day for 2 days straight.
How did you do that?
I was on my first tour. I was younger. I was trying to save money. Mm. But you got to admit, though, the food is pretty good.
No, you're right. It's delicious, but...
It's better than beef jerky. Mm. But not dog treats. Right, Bungie? Mm-hmm. You want one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The two are really cute together.
Yeah, well, we've been through a lot. You know, she was a congratulations for my first book.
Oh, from your publisher?
No, from my ex-wife, Allison.
She shifts her eyes.
Sometimes I think Bungie likes her more than she likes me.
Oh, why is she with you? I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry.
No, road trips are fueled on gasoline and stories.
I did spill my guts to you earlier.
She smiles softly and leans forward.
Allison just recently moved to Buffalo. She hasn't seen the dog for a few months. Actually, since we've been divorced. So I thought it'd be nice if they saw each other.
Well, that's very amicable of you.
He smirks.
Well, you know, I got the idea from you.
What?
Yeah, your book, that chapter when you first see your ex.
Oh, when I do my first and only flash mob.
Yeah, it was really funny, by the way.
She smiles.
And I guess I was thinking that maybe I could reconnect and remain on good terms with her.
I just wrote it. I didn't think anyone would be influenced by it.
Well, I was. So thank you.
Sure.
She lowers her gaze.
May I get you anything else?
No. No, actually, we should hit the road if we're going to Boston.
Be safe out there. They're saying a winter storm is definitely going to hit.
Should we be worried?
No. No, if there's anything to worry about, Julian Piper, let us know.
Bungie slumps on the floor. Snow blankets a park. Sign, Boston Common. Elliot parks the SUV in front of a large house. Sign, Yale Chickadee Bed and Breakfast. Cassie gets out of the car and stops to watch children in the snow.
Oh, snow angels. I can't remember the last time I did that.
You want to make one, don't you?
Yeah, but it's not very professional.
He plops onto his back in the snow.
What are you waiting for? Come join me.
She plops next to him and flaps her arms.
Hey, hi.
Hello.
Busting.
Hi.
Mr. Summersby, I am so excited to have you stay in my home. Oh,
thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's nice.
This is Cassie Winslet.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. We don't normally do that.
Oh, I've been tempted to do that myself. Mr. Summersby.
Please, call me Elliot.
Oh, Elliot. Would you come and sign the guest registry, please? Otherwise, the gals in the book club will never believe you stayed here.
I'd be happy to, of course.
That's good. I'll send my husband to get the bags.
Great. Okay, I'm just going to go grab Bungie.
Yeah, you come on.
They pause in the doorway of a small, bright room.
And this is your room.
It's cozy.
And if you'll follow me, Mr. Summersby, I have just the room for you. Just right this way.
Thank you. You've got such a lovely home. We're both really looking forward to staying.
Cassie checks her phone as he walks in.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey. You know, I didn't take you for being a bed and breakfast kind of guy.
I just figure these places are a bit more dog-friendly than hotels.
Hey, is your room the size of a closet, too?
Maybe like a walk-in closet. You want to check it out?
She grins. She steps into a suite.
Wow. This is amazing. I think my room would fit in here four times.
The B&B owner was a fan.
Yeah, clearly. Even Bungie's dog bed is bigger than mine.
He smiles at her.
Tell you what, why don't we flip for the room?
Oh, come on, you're kidding. Only a crazy person would risk giving this up.
Call it. I'm serious, call it.
Heads.
He lifts his hand from the coin.
Heads.
She sighs.
Wow, must be your lucky day.
Hey, thank you.
For what?
The coin toss.
He squints.
I saw that it was tails.
Was it? Must have missed that. Come on. Enjoy the room.
He collects Bungie's bed. As he closes the door behind him, Cassie turns and smiles widely as her eyes wander over the room. She takes out her phone and settles on the four-poster bed.
Hey.
Becca, hey. Are you busy?
No, I was hoping you'd call. How's it going with the writer?
It's not at all what I expected. He's so down to earth. We're actually staying at a bed and breakfast.
Were there no hotels available?
No, that's the thing. He has no ego. We're staying here for his dog.
A bed and breakfast for his dog? How bad is it? You can tell me.
It's nice. I mean, it's not trendy or anything, but it's traditional.
Okay. You have to send me pictures.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Oh, I gotta go. Have fun.
She smiles at a tray of pastries.
Perfect.
A streetlight shines on a snowman outside the B&B. Elliot holds his hand at his temple while studying his open laptop. He frowns as he closes it, then rubs his eyes. He spies My Heartbreak Year on the bed next to him and picks it up. He smiles as he flips through the pages.
Hey, Elliot, you in there?
He hides the book.
Yeah.
Cassie stands at the door in her PJs.
Hey.
Hey. Listen, are you hungry? The B&B host brought up a lot of food that I'm pretty sure was meant for you.
Yeah. Sure.
He points at Bungie, who lies in her bed. Two full plates sit on a tray with a bottle of wine.
She's a really big fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we better enjoy this before she finds out I haven't started book three yet.
You haven't? She seems so confident about it in interviews. Wait, does Gwendolyn know?
Actually, you're the first person I've ever told.
The fireplace flickers.
That's gotta be weird, knowing it's your last book.
They sit on the sofa.
Can I be honest with you? Like a writer-to-writer thing.
She smiles.
I think that I'm avoiding writing. Because once I finish, who am I?
You're the guy who wrote a huge book series.
Yeah, sure. But what if I can't write anything like that again? I don't want to be a one-hit wonder.
Well, technically, it would be three hits.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to be known as just the dragon writer.
Come on, you don't really see yourself that way, though, do you?
Well, I didn't see myself being divorced. And that happened a year ago.
She lowers her eyes.
So between that and the series coming to an end, it's just...
It's a lot of change.
Yeah.
Well, what a pair we make, huh? You've got writer's block, and my entire future is on the line.
He gestures to the plates.
At least we won't go hungry.
Yeah, that's for sure.
A full moon shines through the trees. Cassie tosses and turns in her bed. She sits up and frowns. She reaches to the floor and picks up a gift basket. She tosses aside a bag of popcorn. She takes out Elliot's book and studies the front and back covers. She opens it and begins reading. She smiles softly as her eyes graze the page. Cassie sleeps as the sun shines through the bedroom windows.
Cassie? Cassie, you awake?
I'll be right there. Coming.
She hides the book and grabs her robe.
Come on, Bungie. Bungie. Hi.
Hey,
good morning, Bungie. And Elliot.
Morning. I was just about to take Bungie for a walk. I was going to get a coffee. Do you want one?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's go for a walk. Come on. Wow, she loves you.
Hey, you know what? Why don't I take her for a walk and you could go get the coffees?
I know. I can ask that of you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, she and I are pals now. Seriously. Besides, I could use a blast of cold air in the face to help wake me up. I was up late last night, working.
Wow. Well, I wish I could say the same. Okay, sure. Just a quick word of warning. Squirrels. Beware of them.
Okay, watch out for squirrels. Great. Okay, come.
She leads Bungie through the suite. They tromp through the snow in Boston Common. Bungie pulls her through mud. Elliot walks slowly over a muddy rug and turns to see Cassie wiping Bungie's paws. She looks up at him.
She saw a squirrel.
Yeah, she saw a squirrel.
Sorry. Oh, Bungie. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
All over you. You've got a little.
He gently wipes mud from her cheek with his thumb and they share a lingering gaze.
Oh.
He studies his phone.
I gotta take this.
Yeah, of course.
Hi, Ali. No, Bungie's good. Yeah, she's getting plenty of exercise. Okay. All right, bye.
Cassie pats Bungie's neck.
We just got our first review.
Well, how much do they love you?
Oh, this is not me. This is you.
Mine?
Yeah, it looks like this book tour is, it's paying off.
Oh. Well, I mean, I know reviews are subjective and everything, so I don't really care, but what does it say? Do they like it? Please tell me they like it.
It's from the Times Book Review. And yeah, they love it. I quote, Cassandra Winslet's honest account of moving on had me in tears of laughter. It also says new writer Winslet is the voice of women under 35.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
You deserve it. You do. Looks like somebody else just read your review.
Yeah. Becca is asking if she can post my review. Piper is so excited that she's flying up for the readings. And they're both requesting more pictures for the fan site.
Really? Well, I can help with that.
Yeah.
There you go. A photo of you reading your first congratulatory text.
Oh, hey, it's my mom.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna give you some privacy.
Okay.
Okay, congratulations.
Thanks.
Come.
Hey, Mom, did you read the review?
I did. I knew they were going to love you.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, why not? Everyone else can see how amazing you are.
It's time that you start to see that, too.
Thanks, Mom.
Now go out there and own that tour.
She lowers her phone and smiles. She raises her hand and gently strokes her cheek where Elliot touched it. Skaters glide over an outdoor rink. Elliot reads in a crowded bookstore.
As the wounded dragon flew through the air, what might be the last time? Thank you. Thanks.
Cassie approaches with widened eyes.
Okay, I'll load him up for you.
You can just stay up there.
Like this. Come on, go, 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 go.
Viper smiles at Elliot.
Good job.
Hi.
It's my first time reading in front of a crowd. I'm not as skilled as Mr. Dragon here. I wrote this book after having my heart broken.
She holds an open book.
After the breakup, I got tired of seeing my puffy eyes and messy hair in the mirror, so I decided to stop feeling sorry for myself and start living. First, I made a list of all the things I always wanted to do, and then second, I decided to take a year and do them all.
Her eyes shift as she gapes at the staring crowd, then she closes the book.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She rushes to rejoin Piper and Elliot, who claps slowly and furrows his brow. Cassie signs books with Elliot.
Thank you.
Elliot smiles at a reader.
I think my reading actually put people to sleep. I think about myself to sleep.
Listen, if you can learn French, run a marathon, and do all those other things you wrote about, you can definitely conquer this. I really believe that.
If you say so.
Besides, they don't look asleep to me.
A line of women file toward the signing table. Piper watches them walk past and smiles.
This is so exciting. She's not with me.
Cassie smiles widely as she signs their books. Elliot sits at the wheel of the SUV.
All right. So, because public speaking is pretty much unavoidable, I think that we should work on your stage fright.
Well, is it unavoidable? I mean, I won't tell if you want to do all the talking.
Two words. Book deal.
Okay, fine. You're right. It's just, I need to practice.
Well, why not right now? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bard of Breakups, Cassie Winslet.
Oh my God, yeah.
All right, so you're on the stage. You go up to the mic. What's the first thing that you say?
She shifts her eyes and smiles.
Hello. Howdy.
Howdy? Seriously?
I don't know. Look, it is way different doing it in front of a group of strangers than it is with you and Bungie in the open road.
The audience is there for you. They're on your side.
She rolls her eyes.
Try this. Close your eyes.
Brace yourself, Albany. The next week looks to be a snowy one as a winter storm blows down from the north. Now let's return to our music.
Okay, now I am worried.
Oh, I think we're going to get ahead of it. Forget about the weather for a minute. Okay, close your eyes. All right, you're on stage. Now picture speaking to all of your favorite people.
She relaxes in her seat. Elliot approaches a bookstore podium while Piper and Cassie applaud with the crowd.
Yeah, Elliot's never agreed to tour with anyone before.
He hasn't?
Oh, nope. As outgoing as he is on stage, he's actually really private. He's all about his writing and his dog. Julian and I even took bets on when he'd request to start driving alone.
Thank you. Before I start, I just want to take a moment and introduce a good friend of mine, Cassie Winslet. Cassie just released a fantastic new memoir. I think you should hear from her before you hear from me.
No.
What do you say? Would you like to hear Cassie read a passage from her new book, My Heartbreak Year?
Oh, fine. That'd be great.
Cassie Winslet, everyone.
Elliot helps her to the podium.
Go on, practice. Close your eyes. Picture all your favorite people.
He hands her the book and she closes her eyes. Then he joins Piper in the audience. Cassie looks up, then turns the pages.
It wasn't that he was the love of my life. He wasn't even one of those great loves that you read about or see in the movies. It was that he loved me at a moment when I thought I needed it.
Piper gently nods her head.
But it was after he broke up with me on my birthday. That I realized that it wasn't his love that I needed, but my own.
She beams and exchanges a glance with Elliot.
That was great.
Piper and Elliot smile at her. Elliot packs his satchel as the crowd disperses.
You know, full confession, that wasn't so bad.
I'm gonna be your opening act pretty soon.
I highly doubt that. Nothing prepared me for reading my own words in front of a room full of strangers and having them get it. What a rush.
She checks her phone.
I just said that my social media following is starting to grow since the review, and some people are even posting pictures from the reading.
Hashtag way to go.
Look, I know I'm being obnoxious. It's just, it's so unreal.
No, you're not. We should go celebrate.
We have to be in Buffalo by the end of the night.
Well, we can make a detour.
What about the storm?
He shrugs.
What storm? Come on. What do you say?
Okay.
He grins.
All right. Oh, maybe, don't tell Piper.
Piper sits staring intently at her phone as they walk past.
Bye, Piper.
Well, see you in Buffalo.
Piper blinks and looks around, then returns to her phone. They arrive at a park at the edge of the woods that's filled with kiosks. They navigate the crowd with Bungie.
So I noticed that there was no winter activities in your many breakup adventures. So today we're going snowshoeing.
Oh, that's awesome. I've never done that before. Is it hard?
No, it's easy. We've even got a doggy daycare for Bungie.
Nice.
They snowshoe on a wooded path.
So, what do you think?
Yeah, it's fun. Do you want to race?
I still don't know how far we're going to get.
Okay, ready? Go.
He runs behind her. She trips and he helps her up.
Here.
She falls into him as she stands and they share a lingering gaze. They step apart and she turns away smiling.
Ready?
Yeah.
He smiles. Kids speed by on a sled. Cassie holds her phone to her ear.
Hey, Becca. Did you get the photos I sent? We just went snowshoeing.
Yes. Are all book tours like this?
If they are, I never want to come home. Oh, here comes Elliot. I gotta go. Tell everyone I said hi.
Okay. Bye.
Becca grins. Elliot approaches with Bungie on a leash.
Oh, wow. Only 17 texts from Piper wondering where we are.
Yeah, well, 6 from Julian. He says that the snowstorm is definitely heading our way.
Okay, come on.
Come on, Bungie.
Heavy snow falls over the windshield at twilight. Cassie and Elliot grimace.
Looks like we didn't get ahead of the storm. Should I text Piper? Tell her we'll be there tomorrow?
His forehead wrinkles.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Cassie exits a log cabin and approaches the SUV. Sign, welcome, Hearth House Lodge.
Hey, we're in luck. We got the last cabin. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and they're getting it ready now.
Oh, I would sleep in the tub if it would get us out of this storm.
Okay.
All right, come on, Bungie. Let's get the bags.
Icicles dangle from a cabin roof. Elliot stretches out on a sofa next to Bungie as Cassie steps in her PJs and sits across from him.
You know, I gotta say, between the fire and the gift basket, being snowed in is not that bad.
Yeah, well, the owner's daughter is apparently a fan.
Really? I should send her a thank you.
Of mine.
His eyes widen.
That's great. Really, way to go.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, I actually make a killer hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah? Is that one of your many skills you learned on your breakup adventures?
It is, actually. You know, I ended up taking a chocolate-making class and a cheese-making class, but not at the same time.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I actually make a pretty mean cup of hot chocolate myself.
Are you suggesting a cocoa cook-off?
I might be. What do you say?
Challenge accepted. You're going down.
I don't think so.
Is yours ready?
Okay. All right. No peeking, because this is a secret recipe.
Okay. Hey, eyes on your own pot.
They exchange smiles.
So, have you been thinking about a second book yet?
Well, I have a notebook full of ideas, but I'm not sure I like any of them.
Well, there's got to be one idea in there that you like.
Well, they're all fiction, and...
Your mom writes fiction.
She looks up at him.
You know, you can't run away from who you are.
I'm just not sure I'm up for all the comparison.
Something tells me that you can handle almost anything.
I think that my hot chocolate is ready.
Yeah, mine too.
Prepare to be wowed.
He grabs a bowl of marshmallows and follows her to the living room.
You know, we're always going to be compared to someone. I mean, I'm competing against myself every time I write a new book.
Yeah, well, how's that going, by the way?
He frowns.
It isn't.
It will. I believe in you. You know, I think I'm going to wait for the book tour to end before I decide my next move.
I think it's important to remember that you're creating your own name here. In the future, there's going to be a whole new generation of readers who know Jeanine Jordan only as Cassie Winslet's mom.
Ever thought about becoming a motivational speaker?
What? All right, look,
Why don't we switch and drink?
Sure.
All right. Oh, wait, hold on.
He plunks marshmallows. She smiles and takes a sip.
Is it peppermint?
Very good.
He takes a sip and his brow stitches.
Spicy.
Oh, yeah, I put cinnamon in it and then just a dash of cayenne. And I actually think I like yours better.
I think I prefer yours. All right, should we call it a draw?
Well, there are no losers when it comes to hot chocolate.
Cheers.
They sit on opposite sofas drinking their hot chocolate. Cassie leans over and closes her eyes. Elliot pats Bungie. He looks at Cassie and smiles at her sleeping. He covers her gently with a blanket. He opens his laptop and works on it while she sleeps. Snow clings to the bare tree branches under the morning sun. Cassie's still sleeping on the sofa. She opens her eyes and sits up as the door closes. She looks at the blanket and smiles. She glances around the room, then finds Elliot outside talking on the phone. Bungie runs nearby.
Yeah, we got held up by the storm, but we should be there this afternoon. Yeah, you'll have plenty of time to see her. Yes, Allie, I'll call you when we get there.
She turns around.
Okay, bye. Hey!
Hi.
Morning, sleepyhead.
I fell asleep on you, didn't I?
Yeah, just when I was telling you a pivotal plot point in my new book.
Are you serious?
No, I wish.
Oh, thank you for this, by the way.
Oh, well, that wasn't me. That was the dog.
Oh, well, that was very kind of you, Bungie.
Bungie stands in the snow.
You just look so cozy, I didn't want to wake you.
She looks up at him, then lowers her eyes.
The roads are all clear, so we should be good to get back to civilization, though.
Well, I kind of like it here. It won't take me long to get ready.
He stands smiling softly after she goes.
Kind of like it here, too.
Come on, Bungie. Let's go.
Bungie runs, then stuffs her face in the snow.
Come on, Bungie.
Elliot drives on a rural road that's surrounded with snow. Cassie tilts her head toward him.
I bet it's Piper asking for our ETA.
She checks her phone.
It's Piper asking for an ETA. Hey, Piper, what's up? We were just talking about you.
Are you close? We've got a full day ahead.
Oh, unless Elliot suddenly decides to drive like a grandmother, we should be there in about 30 minutes.
Great. Julian and I are already at the inn. We'll meet you here. No more detours.
We'll come straight there, I promise.
Elliot spots his book in her bag and looks at her.
What? Do I have something on my face?
You've been reading my book?
How do you know that?
He tilts his head toward the bag.
So? What do you think? I've been waiting very impatiently for your thoughts.
Really? Mine?
Of course. I respect your opinion.
Well, I haven't finished it yet.
All right, well, what do you think so far?
It's inventive and artistic. And what really surprises me is how realistic the characters are. Like, the queen,
Clorel.
Even when she's faced with really hard decisions, like leaving the dragon's lair, you understand why she has to go.
You do?
Yeah, of course. I would do the same thing. I mean, she can never reach the height of her powers in the dragon's world.
Yeah, I never really thought of it that way.
Well, she's inspired by her ex, right?
Yeah, and I'm the dragon she left behind.
I don't see you as a dragon.
Well, you haven't seen me when I'm hungry.
He bares his teeth.
Stop. You know, I don't know what you have planned next, but I would have all of the main characters travel back on their own. Instead of forcing them back together, it could make for a more dynamic ending.
It's not a bad idea.
She glances at him sideways and smiles. Sign, Baron Crest House Bed and Breakfast. A man steps outside the inn with Piper and Julian as Cassie and Elliot exit the SUV with Bungie.
Oh, we're so glad you're here.
We were getting worried.
Welcome, Mr. Summersby. I'll be taking care of your dog during your stay. I've been given a complete rundown on her feeding and her exercise program. There is a dog bed and blankets waiting in the room. She's in good hands.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, now I understand your list. Extra blankets, water. Bungie is the diva, not you.
We figured it out.
Okay, Bungie, let's go. We have an appointment at the Doggy Day Spa. Come on.
Oh, I want a spa appointment.
I don't think there's going to be time for that.
There's been some changes to the itinerary.
Yeah. In addition to the signing, we've also added a radio interview, and then there's a Q&A at the university tonight. We have to make up for lost time.
Also, congratulations, Elliot.
For what?
You've been awarded the American Publishers Author of the Year Award.
Cassie smiles.
The reception is in New York in 2 weeks.
Elliot, that's huge. Okay, go freshen up. We'll be back here in 45 minutes.
They'll get your bags.
Okay.
Elliot pauses and smiles. Radio station.
All right, you guys, I ask all my guests to join me on the book chat speed round. Now, the rules are very, very simple. Answer as many questions as you can in under 1 minute. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, we're setting the timer. And where do you like to write?
My best friend's coffee shop, Brewed by Becca in Princeton, New Jersey.
Elliot?
Usually my laptop.
Oh, come on.
That's not a real answer.
Okay, favorite book that you've read most recently?
My Heartbreak Year by Cassie Winslet.
Is that another joke answer?
No, I've read it multiple times.
You have?
Okay, off that answer, what do you like most about each other's writing?
His imagination.
She makes me want to be a better writer.
They exchange glances and smile.
And that's our speed round. I honestly don't know if we could have taught that last answer anyway. I'd like to give a huge thank you to Cassie Winslet and Elliot Summersby. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
And we're off.
Oh. Thanks. That was a blast. I'm sorry, I gotta return this call, okay?
Yeah. Thanks again.
Great.
Bye.
They stroll in the hallway.
That was really incredible what you said. But you have your own book to promote. You don't have to pretend to be into mine.
I didn't. I meant every word of it.
They stop.
Really?
Yeah. But I do have to go. I'm late. I gotta drop Bungie off to Allison. But I'll see you at the Q&A, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Piper approaches holding her phone.
I can't wait to send these pictures to your roommate.
Wait, you and Becca are friends?
Oh, yeah, we text all the time. She reached out about your website, and now we're constantly trading photos. The three of us should have a girls' night when we get back.
Yeah, sure.
Where did Elliot go?
Oh, he went to go see his ex. She wants to see the dog. It is, huh? I mean,
I'm just really impressed that they get along. I mean, he was crushed when she left. I think he blames himself.
Oh. How did it end?
He spent more time working on his book than his relationship, and one succeeded and one failed. I guess that's just how it goes.
Let's get a coffee.
She smiles. They sit in a small college auditorium.
All right, we have time for a few more questions. Oh, you in the second row.
This question is for Cassie. Which adventure was your favorite and which was the hardest to do?
Which adventure was my favorite?
She glances at Elliot.
You know, I'm going to answer your second question first. The hardest was going out to dinner by myself. And I don't mean just sitting at a bar, scrolling through your phone, trying to look busy alone. You all know what I'm talking about. I challenged myself to go out to dinner, to sit at a table with no book and no phone and just enjoy being there, which was surprisingly difficult. But it also became my favorite adventure. I appreciated the food more, I made friends with strangers, and most importantly, I felt good about myself. I challenge you all to try it.
Julian and Piper smile as they applaud with the audience.
Well, I have one more question, Elliot. It's my understanding that after the signing tonight, this is the end of the book tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Went by fast.
Yeah, it did.
Well, what do you plan to do after?
Right. I mean, you're all waiting for the third book, right?
Cassie grins.
Anything you want to tell us about your final book?
They exchange glances.
As someone who just finished reading a second book, I mean, I'm not even thinking about a third. I'm going to read the first and second book over again. Who's with me?
She lifts her hands and looks around.
Cassie Winslet and Elliot Summersby.
He leans toward Cassie.
Thank you for the save.
I owe you one.
She smiles. Julian and Piper approaches the crowd thins.
That was a long day. Well done, everyone.
Who wants to celebrate?
Actually, I was going to show Cassie around the city.
That's okay. We can go together.
Piper gently tugs Julian.
Julian, we should actually go. We have a lot of work to do still.
We do?
Yeah. Sure, we have tons of work. Have fun, you too.
Come. Let me know where you are.
Julian.
Okay. You can pin it on the phone.
There's a
setting for pinning.
Julian!
The city lights fill the night sky. Cassie and Elliot stroll together on a sidewalk.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, but I don't want this book tour to end.
He smiles.
Neither do I.
She smiles and lowers her gaze.
So it's like, I've been thinking.
Yeah, so have I.
You go first.
No, you, please.
She turns to face him.
I think I'm going to stick around here for a little while. I want to give Allison and Bungie just some more time together.
Yeah, I totally understand. That's very, responsible.
He slowly nods his head.
Allison asked me to drop Bungie off tomorrow morning. So I won't see you tomorrow.
Her smile fades and she looks down.
This is our last night together.
Oh.
He tilts his head.
I'm sorry, what was it that you wanted to say to me?
Just gonna say that I'm starving and we should have a farewell meal.
He slowly nods his head.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, I would love that too.
Hey, Cassie.
Yeah.
He looks into her eyes.
Thank you for making this the best tour that I've ever had.
She smiles gently and slowly nods her head.
Let's go eat.
Yeah.
They walk side by side on the snowy sidewalk. Cassie walks swiftly on a busy winter sidewalk toward Brood by Becca. She steps into the empty cafe and looks around.
Hello? Becca? Is anyone here?
Surprise!
Oh, welcome home, sweetheart.
What is all this?
It's your welcome home party.
I can't believe you did all this.
It was your mom's idea.
You were so nervous about the tour, and then you went out and you won over everyone. I am so happy for you.
Thanks, Mom.
Your social media is on fire. You have to check out your website.
Oh.
So, some of the ones you sent me, and others your fans tagged, and the rest came from Piper.
Oh, that one? That's my favorite.
A photo of Elliot watching her sign a book.
I don't even recognize myself.
Well, that's because you don't see what we see. Okay, I'm gonna get us something to drink.
Becca continues tapping photos.
This one is my favorite.
She shows a photo of Elliot leaning toward her. Cassie smiles weakly.
That was from the last night of the tour.
You fell in love, didn't you?
I didn't mean to.
We never do. Do you want to talk about it?
No. No, there's nothing to talk about. He's he's in Buffalo. That's where his ex is.
That's ironic. Maybe he should read your book for pointers on how to move on.
He did. A few times. You know, it's fine. I'm being silly. We were just two writers on a tour, so.
Hey. There's no tears at your own party.
Yep. You're right.
Come on, time to celebrate.
She holds champagne.
Thank you all so much for being here. I'm so lucky to have such a great group of friends. Mom, thank you. You know, your notes on all of my book reports were overkill. But you made me who I am, so thank you. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cassie smiles at her mom. They sit alone at a table.
Did I ever tell you
that I became a writer to avoid going into medicine.
You're going to be a doctor?
Your grandfather had this dream that I was going to join his medical practice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was so beloved and so respected, and I thought I could never live up to any of his accomplishments. So I told him that I was studying medicine, but secretly, I was writing.
My grandpa was so upset.
Oh, he was. Not that I was deceiving him, but because I didn't try. I thought I could never be as good as he was, so I just avoided medicine altogether.
What are you telling me, Mom?
I know it can't be easy for you being compared to me. But instead of running away from your dream, you're still going for it. And you've handled it with such grace. Honey, I was never that brave.
Oh, Mom, you're the bravest person that I know.
Keep writing. It's what you're meant to do.
She holds her hand.
I love you.
I love you too.
Text, 2 weeks later. Cassie sits on her apartment sofa typing on her laptop.
Hey, Remy.
Hey.
Becca sits next to her and pulls out her phone.
Wait. Weren't you in the same spot when I left?
Mm-hmm. I hit a groove and I can't stop.
What you working on?
A new book. It's a novel.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I haven't figured out the ending yet.
It's not about dragons, is it?
No way.
Okay, good. Speaking of...
No, I haven't heard from him, and I'd be surprised if I ever do.
That's not what I was gonna say. I got an alert about this new Elliot interview.
I'm sorry. You get alerts about Elliot?
Well, I set up alerts about the two of you when you were going on tour, and I just haven't changed my settings yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Great. All right.
Okay. Watch.
Am I bringing a date to the awards? Let's just say that I'm working on it.
Cassie stares.
He's working on it. That's code for he doesn't have a date.
Or it's just proof that instead of moving on, he is working things out with his ex.
Okay, this might be our first friend fight, because I disagree.
Cassie wrinkles her nose and shrugs.
Okay.
Shoppers stroll on the sidewalk outside Brewed by Becca. Cassie wears an apron and sits typing inside the cafe. Becca and Piper stand giggling by the door.
Hey, look who's here.
Piper.
This place is so cute.
I can't believe we finally get to meet in person.
I know. We talked so much during the tour. It feels like I've known you forever.
That pic you sent,
the one of them laughing,
it got so many likes.
Nice.
I don't mean to interrupt girl bonding time, which I'm loving, by the way, but what are you doing in Princeton? I mean, I know our winter mocha latte is good, but I don't know if it's leave the city good.
Oh, no, they are that good, actually. Your presence has been requested at the American Publishers Awards tomorrow night.
The one Elliot's receiving?
McDonough Press has a table, and it's my job to make sure you look the part of hot new writer.
Oh, what does that look like?
It has less coffee stains.
Cassie throws up her hands.
Wow, I haven't seen him since Buffalo. I feel like I imagined the entire trip.
You didn't imagine anything. He's going to be excited to see you.
She looks at Becca.
Trust me.
Lights illuminate the George Washington Bridge under the night sky. Guest in formal attire climbs steps to enter a banquet hall. Elliot wears a tuxedo and looks around a crowded hall filled with round tables.
How's the man of the hour?
Fine. It's a little fancy. Usually my fans are dressed in costume.
Do you have your speech?
He taps his pocket.
Yeah. Great.
Elliot stares as Cassie walks in with Piper wearing a long satin halter-style dress. Her hair flows freely over her shoulders. He smiles.
Excuse me.
Their eyes lock as he slowly strides toward her. He stops in front of her and she looks up at him.
Hi.
Hi.
They stand gazing into one another's eyes. Piper smiles at Cassie.
I'm gonna go find our table.
He shakes his head and smiles softly.
You look incredible.
You want to sit by yourself?
Good evening, all. Will everyone please take their seats?
I think that's our cue.
He offers his arm.
Me?
Of course. Yes.
She smiles and accepts. He steps away as Gwendolyn approaches.
Cassie, it's wonderful to see you.
I'm very happy to be here.
We have a lot to celebrate. A successful book tour, your rising sales, and McDonough Press extending your publishing deal.
Really? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I got really excited. That's great news.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And welcome to this evening's awards presentation. I am thrilled to present this year's American Publishers Author of the Year, Elliot Summersby.
The presenter holds an award that's shaped like a quill pen. Elliot smiles at Cassie, then approaches the stage. Piper films with her phone.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
He looks at the award.
Wow, what an honor. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank the American Publishers for this incredible award. As some of you might know, I just recently wrapped a book tour. While on the road, I realized that even though writing is a solitary craft, I couldn't have done it alone.
He looks at Cassie.
I'd like to thank Gwendolyn McDonough and the entire team at McDonough Press.
Cassie and Piper smile at Gwendolyn and join in the applause. Cassie returns her smiling gaze to Elliot.
And I'd like to thank Alice for always encouraging me to keep writing, even when I was just a wannabe writer. When I was working on my first book, she was always there for me.
I am so sorry. I don't feel very well. I think I should go.
Cassie's smile fades. She stands quickly and exits. Elliot watches her go.
Sorry, if you just bear with me for a second, I have so many people I'd like to thank.
Cassie lifts her skirt with her hand and races down the steps. She pauses at the bottom and sighs deeply before dashing down the sidewalk.
Finally, I would like to thank my fans, who I wouldn't be here without. So, thank you, everyone. This award truly is an honor. Thank you. Thank you.
Elliot exits the stage and approaches Piper.
Hey, where's Cassie?
She didn't feel well.
He hands her the award.
Take this. Yeah. Hi, thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
He races through the crowd and out the doors. He runs down the stairs, looks around and frowns. Cassie sits curled up on her sofa next to Becca.
Are you sure you heard him correctly?
Yes. He made a point of thanking his ex.
Are they back together?
I don't know. He's not over her.
She shakes her head.
You know, I actually convinced myself that he felt the same way, and I got all dressed up, and I felt so foolish I had to leave.
If it makes you feel any better, you looked beautiful.
She smiles, then scoffs.
Yeah. Some heartbreak expert I turned out to be, huh?
She crosses her arms and sighs.
Okay, let's go. Or we're gonna be late.
In the cafe.
Is that Elliot again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been calling nonstop for 3 days. Are you ever gonna answer?
Well, until I know what to say, that phone is staying in my pocket. Let's go.
Fair enough.
Becca follows her out the door.
This is being at all. So much more than we see. Picking boxes up in walls, but that don't change anything. There's a sun on the rise.
Sign, Grand Terra Books.
For your website. Yeah.
She poses.
Okay. Nice.
All right, let's go get ready.
Cassie steps to the front.
Thank you all so much for coming to what I consider to be my do-over signing. This bookstore means a lot to me. I basically grew up here. I bought my very first book here with my allowance money. And I also kicked off my first book tour here, though I didn't know it at the time. I'd also like to announce that I am officially coming out with a second book. Thanks to all of your support, I am actually writing a novel, and I believe that a sneak peek of my very first chapter is on my website. To say that this novel has been a labor of love is an understatement.
A hand raises.
Oh, it looks like we have a question.
Take it.
Okay, a question in the back?
Yeah, I know that this book is fiction, but the pages on your website, they seem kind of real. I was wondering what the influence was.
He steps closer.
Well, sir, the book is inspired by a road trip I took on my very first book tour.
And who is the influence for your dashing leading man?
I don't believe that I used the term dashing to describe him.
Well, I mean, that was just implied.
Well, he was based on the writer I went on tour with, loosely. Elliot Summersby, maybe you've heard of him?
I have, actually. He's a very, very talented writer.
She grins.
So have you thought of an ending yet?
I'm still working on that.
Well, maybe your dashing leading man could help you out.
You know, I actually think that he's been too busy in his own personal life to help. So if anyone else has questions.
Yeah, I have another one.
Wait, what are you doing?
This is fun. I've never been on this side before.
I mean, no, what are you doing here? What about Allison?
Allison?
She frowns at him.
We're not together.
But your speech.
Is that why you left?
Why don't we take five? And those of you who'd like to line up for the book signing, Cassie will be with you shortly.
She shrugs and looks up at him.
Allison and I, we're just trying to be friends. That's it. You were the one that I wanted there that night.
You did? But
I invited you. I just wanted it to be a surprise.
It just seemed like you had a lot that you needed to work through.
Yeah, well, I did. And I needed to do it alone. I needed to get over myself. I needed to write. I needed to stop living in the past, move forward. And I was able to do that because of you. Because of your book. And if you stayed for my entire speech,
he holds a piece of paper.
This is what you would have heard. Every story has a hero. A character who enchants us and challenges us, who inspires us to be better people, who makes us see the world in a whole new light. And I wouldn't be up here tonight if it wasn't for the hero in my life, Cassie Winslet.
Her eyes glisten as she smiles.
You see, Cassie, I didn't just fall in love with your writing. I fell in love with you.
His eyes water.
I love you, Cassie Winslet, and I hope that you love me back.
I have loved you since the very first book signing.
Well, then I guess this is a great place to do this.
He takes her in his arms and kisses her. They break apart and face the crowd. He holds up his finger.
I just have one more surprise.
Bungie joins them.
Bungie!
Come here. She didn't want to miss this.
This next joint book tour is going to be huge.
We're going to need to double the appearances.
I like that idea.
Like that idea?
Mm-hmm.
She wraps her arms around his neck and they kiss again.